right. Make plans now. Thanks to the cast and crew of the Escanaba Into Moonlight production next week. Matthew Rowe is here earlier, and Cassidy Mancia Young, Alex Miller, Greg Schmidt, Cameron Cormican, and Dwayne Rose, and director Andrew Sharp. The update at 7 on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, is next. It is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, crafts, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. It's 24 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. Whether it's helping you choose a new Chevrolet vehicle, finding the perfect pre-owned truck, car, or SUV, or performing vital maintenance, repairs, adding accessories, or even emergency help with your vehicle, new Chevrolet vehicles are coming in weekly. Stop in and see one of our friendly sales professionals to see what's on the way, on the lot, or even custom order one the way you want. Go to JonesChev.com to see what's available or set up an appointment. You can even fill out the secure credit application and get pre-approved for a competitive interest rate and lock it in. Jones Chevrolet Richland Center, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
News. I'm Sherry Preston. There's a looming possible partial government shutdown at the end of the week. ABC's Nicole D'Antonio has more on President Trump's comments aboard Air Force One.
The House is expected to vote tomorrow on a Trump-endorsed bill to keep the government funded through September. Support for the bill still unclear. Trump acknowledging a government shutdown
could happen. It shouldn't have happened, and it probably won't.
Trump defending his trade policy after days of back and forth on tariffs.
It's going to make our country rich again.
Analysts warn importers typically pass along a share of those added costs to consumers.
Canada's next prime minister will deal with those tariffs. He is Mark Carney, a former central banker who won the Liberal Party election in a landslide. Israel has cut off electricity to Gaza, the move affecting a desalination plant, meaning drinking water for part of the territory completely shut off. Israel trying to force Hamas into extending phase one of the ceasefire. This is ABC News. Under arrest in New York City, one of the leaders of the pro-Palestinian protests at Columbia University. ABC's Chuck Severson says he was picked up by immigration officials.
His attorney says Mahmoud Khalil was arrested at his university-owned apartment. His lawyer says immigration police said they were acting on State Department orders to revoke Khalil's student visa. Told by the attorney that Khalil was in the U.S. as a permanent resident with a green card, the agent said they were revoking that too, according to the lawyer. President Trump's promised to deport students protesting the war in Gaza.
North Korea firing several missiles into the sea this morning, hours after the U.S. and South Korea kicked off their latest annual military drills. North Korea considers the drills a rehearsal for an invasion. And a record-setting deal in the NFL, the Buffalo Bills signing their MVP quarterback, Josh Allen, to a six-year, $330 million contract. It includes $250 million in guaranteed money, the most ever for a pro football player. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Hey, WRCO listeners. Prom is just around the corner. Does your daughter have her dress picked out yet? You don't need to spend full price for a dress that she'll only wear once. At the Creative Outlet, you can find beautiful dresses for low resale prices. We can also sell those gently used dresses that are taking up space in your closets. It's a win-win deal for you at the Creative Outlet on Court Street in downtown Richland Center.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where you
your family always comes first.
From high-quality seeds to specialized feed, Limeridge Ag Supply is here for you. Is your farm ready for next season? I'm Taylor Fearing with Limeridge Ag. We offer Rob Seco seeds and custom blends tailored to maximize your yield. Our skilled agronomists are here to help you every step of the way. For your livestock, we provide top feed brands including ADM ShowTech, Biozyme VitaFirm, and Early Bird Show feeds with trusted names like Umbarger, SunGlow, and Linder. We're here to help find the perfect feed for your operation. Limeridge Ag Supply, your partner in feed, seed, and success. Reach out today to get started on your farm's next steps.
5 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're at 24 degrees. We'll get the scoop on the weather coming up as we get a little bit more daylight on the situation. Sunrise still not officially happening today until 7:21, so we're still a little bit in the dark with the time change over the weekend.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
Get ready for a day of fun and competition at the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship Cornhole Tournament, Saturday, March 22nd at the Wisconsin Riverside Resort. Registration opens at 10 a.m. The bags start flying at 11. Entry is just $20 per team, so grab your partner and bring your bags. You don't have a partner? No problem. Just let them know, they'll help pair you up. Pre-registration is recommended. Call or text Nicole at 412-5788 or Bill at 588-5156 to secure your spot. This exciting event supports the Leighton Brown Memorial Scholarship, awarded to River Valley High School graduates pursuing vocational or technical college education. Join them for a great cause, great competition, and a great time. We'll see you Saturday, March 22nd at Wisconsin Riverside Resort.
Looking for a place where independence meets support? Welcome to Schmidt Woodland Hills, a residential care apartment complex serving the community for over 60 years. Enjoy spacious private apartments, personalized care, and a warm, welcoming environment designed for active living and peace of mind. With delicious meals, social events, fitness programs, and on-site support, we help you live life to the fullest. Call 608-604-8931 today to schedule a tour and see why Schmidt Woodland Hills feels like home.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
Today, a high in the mid to upper 60s. It could be a record-breaking day. Southwest winds 10 to 20. For tonight, 35 and 45 Tuesday for a high. 54 Wednesday. Then we roll on up towards 60 on Thursday. Near 70 by Friday. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm. And after a midnight reading of 39, we are at our overnight low, which is 24 degrees. On the Wirtz floor and home thermometer. Here we go. Getting ready to throw some baseballs and softballs around. High school track practice can begin today. Here's Rascal Flatts.
I've always been a little shy. I've always been the quiet type till now. I never let my feelings show. I never let anybody know just how much I was so deep in.
me melt. And I don't think I can resist, but I've never been one to kiss and tell.
Today is Fill Out Our Staplers Day. I'm down to four staples. Okay. It's my stapler. Hopefully nobody touches it today. Also, let's see what's going on. Landline Telephone Day. It's National Ranch Day, as in Ranch Dressing Day, which has really blossomed out in the last few years in different flavors of ranch. Mario Day as well, celebrating the game character through the years. It's National Workplace Napping Day. I think Henry celebrates that just about every day. It's Pack Your Lunch and Salvation Army Day. National Blueberry Popover Muffin Day. It's International Bagpipe Day. Takes a lot of wind to blow that bagpipe. Probably some radio announcers that do that. It's Commonwealth Day as well, and Festival of Life in the Cracks Day. Some things to celebrate and recognize on March 10th.
After all the bars are closed, tell me where you want to go. We can find a place to park. Tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night left to go. After all the bars are closed and they play the last song, blow out the neon. Don't gotta go home, but we can't stay here. Them records all spun, but the dancing ain't done. Night's only begun, we can go anywhere. Take a ride to the boondocks, turn the truck to a boombox, yeah. Secret spot maybe you got. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go. We can't find a place to park. Open the bottle in our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up for the sun. We still got a lot of good night. Like that, like a shot of straight jack. Baby, you're my nightcap. Take it right back. After them after hours, when you bartender on the kitchen counter, wrapping up the night arms wrapped around you. Baby, now we're talking. After all the bars are closed, tell me where you wanna go.
open the bottle and our hearts. If you want, I'll tell you anything you wanna know. After everybody leaves, and this party's just you and me, we don't gotta say we're done. We can just wait up on the sun. We still got a lot of moonlight left to go. After all the bars are closed. No, I don't care what we do on the dark side of the moon. Just as long as I'm with you when it's time to go. After all the bars are closed. All the bars are closed.
Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Up by the bus stop and across the street, open up their windows. While she goes walking, rocking like a rolling stone. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on. Main Street, by the taxi stand, there's a crowd of people and a traffic jam. She don't look back, she ain't doing nothing wrong. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Light. Everybody's looking as she goes by. They turn their heads and they watch her till she's gone. Lord have mercy, baby's got her blue jeans on. Heaven help us, baby's got her blue jeans on.
McDaniel on Country and Community WRCO. It's 24 degrees at 719. Finally starting to get a little daylight on the situation today, but I'm going to enjoy my time tonight in that nice warmth of the day and early evening hours tonight. Yesterday, I enjoyed that. We had some sunshine and, of course, a little bit more daylight. It just kind of made like Sunday was a little bit longer, although it was technically shorter because we lost an hour.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, a common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
Imagine if buying your next vehicle was as simple as, Alexa, find me the vehicle I want. At WCCU Credit Union, we have the next best thing with AutoSmart. Simply visit us at WCCU.coop. Click on AutoSmart and you can enjoy instant access to many new and pre-owned dealer inventories. Best of all, you can get price quotes and even get a pre-approved WCCU auto loan at a great rate. For better solutions from local people you know and trust, visit us today at WCCU.coop and check out AutoSmart. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
The National Sleep Foundation wants to know if you're getting a good night's rest. Sleep Awareness Week helps underscore the connection between good sleep and good health. The Richland Hospital and Clinics supports this balance, which is why we've designated a sleep study area on our second floor. If you suffer from excessive snoring, especially accompanied by pauses in breathing, or have trouble falling asleep or staying asleep, talk to your healthcare provider about a sleep study right here in Richland Center.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Morning, Hank.
Good morning, young man. How was your weekend?
It was good.
Yeah, we only saw each other 6 out of 7 days last week.
That's right. I was here yesterday. I didn't see you.
No.
You took a day off.
I did.
Good.
Yeah. I was cleaning, Phil.
Cleaning your house?
Yes.
Oh, a little spring cleaning, huh?
Yes.
Not quite spring yet.
Cleaning, Phil.
Huh.
And I was waiting for you to come, but
No.
I knew that wouldn't happen.
No. I had a few things to do myself. But we did see you on Saturday night.
Yeah, we had a good time.
Game at Platteville.
In Platteville. And congratulations to those young men and River Valley.
Mm-hmm.
So,
lots of good games over
the weekend. Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
So, headed in the next week. Mm-hmm. Any plans tonight?
Tonight? No, I don't think so. I might have to, about time to pump up the tires on my bicycle.
Mm.
Get out there and do
it. Now, how would you do that? Just hot air or just?
Yeah, right. Yeah, with my mouth.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, I do.
Anyway, not a bad.
No.
In your next game, are you off for a while, young man?
Maybe. Yeah, it looks like.
Okay.
Might do something on Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
Otherwise, and it's going to be good to watch the state tournament, see a couple of teams we've seen this year, Cuba City and Barneville.
And Barneville, yeah. Good ball clubs. Mm-hmm. So, but anyway. Did you find any jokes over the weekend?
Not really. No. Just, they're hard to come by. And I have people all the time that will say, hey, you got to tell Hank this one. I'm like, Not on the air.
And that's the biggest thing here. And I know I come close. Like,
That's what we have the bell for when you get a little close to.
You know, it's employee evaluation time.
Around, it is.
And my employee evaluation skills are top-notch, Phil.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I can say needs improvement in at least 10 different ways without hurting anyone's feelings.
Needs improvement. Yeah. We all need improvement.
Yeah. I once finished an employee evaluation in 5 minutes.
Really?
Yep. Turns out just writing Google it under areas for development is frowned upon. You don't like that, Phil.
No, you're not probably supposed to do that.
No. You know, so I am trying not to do that this year.
Okay.
So, you know, last year I did my employee evaluation, and they gave me a deduction in pay. I don't know if that's a good thing or bad thing.
That's too bad.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on with that, but... Can you help me back?
I will have to see about that.
I appreciate that.
We'll have to meet with that later this week there.
You know, Phil, I'm to the age where I've reached the age where my train of thought often leaves without me at the stage.
Does it really? How'd you do with the time change over the weekend?
Oh, it was tough on me, Phil.
Really?
But I do this kind of different. So on Friday night, I set my clocks ahead. Not all of them, just a couple.
Friday night,
yep. So that way I'm going, all right, Sunday, in 2 days from now, it's going to be 10. Oh, I got to get in bed. So, And then Saturday afternoon, I just go ahead and set them forward. And I just live off that time for the day.
Okay.
So I do it I do it Saturday. That way I get in bed kind of early like usual. But it was tough.
There aren't as many clocks to set anymore. A lot of them set themselves.
I set mine. I have like 7 or 8 clocks that I have to move with.
Really?
Yep. So anyway, my son had a hard time reading the clock when he was young, so I have these. I still have them.
So, clocks with hands?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Old school. I think we only have one of them now in the building.
We have two.
One here in the morning show studio.
Yep, and one in my office.
Oh, your office has one. Okay.
So... and sometimes,
go ahead.
Sometimes those digital clocks, that's a pretty funny joke trying to set them things too.
I know.
You got to press this button, and then this one. It's like, come on.
Tough to set the old VCR clock.
This blinks.
It blinks all the time. It's right twice a day.
Yes, it is.
Why don't we eat clocks?
Why is that, Phil?
It's too time consuming.
Oh, it is. Yeah. Not bad. Yeah.
Not good.
No, but hey, you know what? Hey, Phil, I found a great place to order sausage.
Really?
I'll send you a link.
Not bad. Chet's Chuckle, sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such in Richland Center.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
We checked in the P. Ridge educational system. I found found your records there.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and it says that your teacher said to you, "Little Hank, how do you spell elephant?" And you said, "Alefant." And your teacher said, "No, Hank, that's incorrect." But you said, "Maybe it's wrong, but you ask how I spell it."
I spell it, yes.
Little Hank. Hank jokes.
Mr. Majeski asked you, he goes, "Hey, name 5 animals that live in the water, Phil." And Phil replies, "Frog." "Very good. Now name 4 other animals. His mom, his father, his sister, and his brother."
Yeah, that'd be right. Wouldn't be wrong.
That wouldn't be wrong.
Oh, what's wrong with that?
Yeah. Hey, nothing. Hey, the average human walks 900 miles per year and drinks 22 gallons of coffee.
Wow.
Yeah. This means that the average human gets 41 miles per gallon.
True.
More coffee.
True. Right. Yeah. Yeah. You know, your teacher said it's the 4th time you're late for school this week, Hank. You know what that means? And you said, it's Thursday?
Right on the money.
Right, exactly.
Hey, I sent this news alert to you guys. It says, man in briefs lead police in brief chase.
Oh, boy.
You know, I'm never lonely, Phil.
You're not.
I have four people in my life. I get up with Charlie Horse, spend the day with arthritis, dine with willpower, and go to bed with Ben Gay.
Got a lot of friends in it.
I got a lot of friends.
Oh, yeah. Boy. What do you do?
If you boil a funny bone, Phil, it becomes a laughing stock. That's humorous.
Make a little soup with it.
Yeah.
Laughing stock.
Mm-hmm. How is your luck, Phil?
My luck?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It's been up and down, I guess.
My luck is like a bald guy went in a comb.
Is that right? Oh, well.
Yeah.
You still got a little hair to put it to use, sir.
Maybe.
So, yeah.
Maybe. I'm thinking about getting rid of it.
Getting rid of your hair, Tony?
Yeah.
You thinking of shaving your head?
I am.
Really?
Yeah, it's summertime almost.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Oh. Getting a little nice little tan on it, getting kissed with the sun.
Chrome dome.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I've done that before.
A lot of people go that way.
Yeah, and with the hair I have left, might as well.
Sure, yeah.
So.
You should do it for a good cause, though, you know? We should.
Because I have no hair.
Put it out there. Hank will shave his head if, you know. So maybe we can do that for a Grace fundraiser or something like that.
Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Work on that. You know, I was walking over the neighbors to play Scrabble, and I dropped the game yesterday.
Oh, no.
People in Sexsonville are wondering what the word on the street is.
Go talk to Phil.
Oh, well.
Hey, a tough old cowboy from Texas counseled his granddaughter that if she wanted to live a long life, the secret was to sprinkle a pinch of gunpowder on her oatmeal every morning, Phil.
Oh.
The granddaughter did this religiously until the age of 103. When she died, she left behind 14 children, 30 grandchildren, 45 great-grandchildren, 25 great-great-grandchildren, and a 40-foot hole where the crematory was. You know what I'm saying.
Crematory.
Yes. That was part of the joke.
Yeah,
too.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Is that your kicker?
No. A man and his wife are at a restaurant, and the husband keeps staring at the old drunken lady swigging her gin at a nearby table. His wife asks, "Do you know her?" "Yes," sighs the husband. "She's my ex-wife. She took the drinking right after we divorced 7 years ago, and I hear she wasn't sober since." "My goodness," says the wife. Who would think a person could go celebrating that long?"
Oh, boy.
Well, any plans tonight?
No, other than maybe seeing if I can get my bike out, you know, get my SMV sign on my back. But the tires.
Don't you wear that SMV all the time, though?
I do. Yeah, the tires go down over the winter.
They do.
They go down when I sit on the bike, too. So I'm going to have to.
Leave it alone.
A little extra air in there.
Have you seen those big fat tires that they have?
Oh, yeah, right.
They say those are easier. I don't know if that's true or not.
I've never ridden a bike like that.
Yeah, I haven't either. Well, sort of. They look like it when I sit on the bike.
Beach cruiser.
Yeah.
It's a throwback. I know way back, my dad had a bicycle, and it had the big balloon tires. So that was something that was back in the day. They weren't quite as big as they are today.
Yeah.
They were a lot more than most tires on bikes.
All right, buddy. Are you ready for your kicker?
Yeah, I'm ready.
A man driving down a highway, and he hits and kills a rabbit. He gets out of the car and walks over to the rabbit. He picks it up and starts crying, thinking he's a horrible person. Someone else driving down the highway and stops and walks over to him and asks what happened. The man replies, "I hit this rabbit with my car, and now it's dead." The other person gets a thoughtful look on their face and goes back to their car. They rummage around in the trunk and eventually walk back over to the man holding a spray bottle. They spray the rabbit with the bottle, and it comes back to life. It starts hopping away, turning back every few hops to wave at the two people. The man, astounded, turns to the other person and asks, "What was in the bottle?" The other person replies, "Hairspray."
Hair restorer.
That's hairspray. So, yeah.
Boy.
That wasn't a very good one. No, but you know what?
You know, whatever.
So anyway, I hope you have a great day. And I know, do you need help with the birthdays or anniversaries or anything?
I think I'm all right. I've been doing it for a few years.
I didn't know. I was just trying to help you out, buddy.
Yeah.
So I have to make an eye appointment, Phil.
You do?
Yep.
Why is that?
I have to have an excuse for my employee evaluation. Have a good day, buddy. Be kind.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options, including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
The Richland Cattle Center thanks its dedicated sellers and buyers for their continued support. Join them this Wednesday morning at 11:30 for an outstanding auction featuring 40 head from Dodge County, including parlor freestall cows, mostly Holsteins, with a few Jersey and Jersey crosses. Also selling 14 quality bred Holsteins due in the next 30 to 60 days, plus a great selection of fresh cows, bred back 2-year-olds, springing cows, first calf heifers, open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull, and baby heifer and bull calves. Don't miss this chance to add top-tier cattle to your herd. The Richland Cattle Center Auction, every Wednesday morning at 11:30 at Ithaca.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
No matter what you order at A&W, we know one thing. It's just better with an ice-cold, made-fresh A&W root beer in a frosty mug. For the past 100 years, A&W has been making fresh root beer using real cane sugar and a top-secret blend of ingredients. No wonder it's so delicious. Stop by your local A&W for an ice-cold root beer. How's that sound with a Papa Burger? Made fresh root beer always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow. He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Egger Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua.
This day in history, 1876, Alexander Graham Bell's assistant, Thomas Watson, heard Bell say over his experimental telephone, "Mr. Watson, come here, I want to see you." First words ever conveyed by telephone. 1969, James Earl Ray pleaded guilty in Memphis, Tennessee, to assassinating civil rights leader Martin Luther King, Jr. And the television series Buffy the Vampire Slayer premiered on this day, created by Josh Weldon, as Buffy battled the assorted supernatural forces of evil and vampires as well in that television program that debuted in 2007. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday to Carlene Craddock and Eleanor Krulatz from the Bloom City Town Crier. To Ron Krell from Marge, hope you have a wonderful birthday today. Other salutes, happy birthday to Jean Fry from Patty, Tom, and Pete the Kitty. Also to Jean Fry from Lori and the guys from the Durst families as well. Have a great day, Jean. To Louise Huffman from Rod and Kim Anderson, with all our love, have a great birthday and many more. You are a wonderful mother. Also to Louise Huffman, to our beautiful mom, grandma, and great-grandma, we love you and hope you have a very special day. Love and hugs. This is from Dave, Valerie, Brittany, Trevor, Neely, and Avery as well. Have a great day today to Pearl Barrett, 92 years young, from sons Chuck and Ralph. Wishing you the best, and also to Pearl Barrett from residents and staff of Schmidtwoodland Hills. Richland Center Lions Club today with wishes for Gage Gronenberg, to Jensen Lassicky, Derek Kellogg, and Jeff Fontana. And the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club saluting Angel Anderson, to Cooper Imhoff and Nikki Lewis, also to Kristen Ostrander and Kyle Schultz. Happy anniversary today to Martin and Jessica Blankenship. Congratulations.
Is it his birthday, his graduation, his retirement, his anything? This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we now have more gift items for guys than ever. Glock watches, men's bracelets, rings, estate items, silver bullet bullion, or custom engraved dog tags. Maybe you want to have his favorite item engraved, like a hammer, a knife, or a motorcycle part. We do full custom engraving on most metal items. This can really be a super cool gift. Shop J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for your men's gifts.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
Our news update is next on WRCO Radio. Joanne reports. I'll check sports next hour, right here.
I can tell by the way you've been turning men down. Not your ordinary guy is gonna do. You've been waiting for that someone who can turn your head around. Well, now, honey, I'm that special one to you. Yeah, there may be a million fish out in that ocean. Find one that's right for you somehow. But it's up to you. I'm here for years. Till the night I'm despaired. I'm Mr. Right. Oh, Mr. Right now. must find one that's right for you somehow. You guys. Well, it's up to you. I'm here for years till the nighttime disappears. Mr. Right, oh, Mr. Right now.
Brooks on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Big changes are coming. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is moving to Main Street, and that means big savings for you. March 10th through 15th, take 10% off everything in our Church Street location. Sofas, recliners, dining sets, mattresses, everything must go before we move. Don't miss out on these savings. Visit A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet on Church Street while you still can. But hurry, this deal ends March 15th. Main Street, here we come. All sales are final. No refunds or returns.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a sunny 25 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Philback Ford, Chet's Feed Seed and Such, and Capital Wealth Advisory Group. Partly cloudy, breezy, and balmy with record warmth possible, a high of 66. Tonight, a few clouds, a low of 35. In Richland Center, after a low of 23, it's 25 degrees.
Mark Philback here from the Philback Family Dealerships. At Philback's, our team always has your back. We treat our customers like family, and family shouldn't have to put in extra work to drive home in the vehicle you deserve. That's why we make the car buying experience as easy as possible by working with you every step of the way until we reach a deal that works for you. Discover your dream car from our massive inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles. Plus, when you swap out your old vehicle for a nicer, newer ride, Philback's always finds you top value for your trade. And our lifetime powertrain warranty is there to provide peace of mind, ensuring your vehicle always stays in the family, because someday it might be theirs. Come visit us at any of our Philback locations in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, Prairie du Chien, or online at philback.com. Keep it in the family with Philbacks, and remember, we've always got your back.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. They came to vent and to cry and to exhort. The overflow crowd of frustrated Democrats who met this week in a small Wisconsin city's library voiced anger over President Donald Trump, his billionaire advisor Elon Musk, and the direction of the country. One person called for riots. Another said they were embarrassed to be an American. But their barbs weren't limited to Republicans. Some Democrats who gathered under St. Patrick's Day decorations in the Sauk City Library's meeting room questioned their own party's messaging and expressed fear about losing a high-stakes upcoming state Supreme Court election. A cornfield fire caused damage to a home. The Richland Center Fire Department was paged to round Barn Lane to the report of a grass fire that was spreading with the wind towards the house. When fire personnel arrived on scene, they found the cornfield on fire along with house and fire close to the barn. Firefighters were able to contain the fire to just the house, but the structure received major fire damage to the attic area along with smoke and water damage throughout the home. In total, 4 acres were burned before the fire personnel had it contained. 8 fire units and 22 firefighters were on the scene for 2.5 hours. The Richland Center Fire Department was assisted at the scene by the Wisconsin DNR, Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland EMS, Muscadet Fire Departments, and Richland Electric Co-op. The Lone Rock Fire Department provided a change of quarters with a tender at the Richland Center Fire Station. No injuries were reported. Richland Center Fire Chief Scott Gald reminds everyone of the dry conditions. Each day before burning, check the DNR regulations website. have a burning permit, and make sure you call Richland County Dispatch at 608-647-2106 before doing any type of burning. The Riverdale Agricultural Education Department has been awarded the Outstanding Middle Secondary Agricultural Education Program in Section 4. Kelly Coe is agriculture teacher and FFA advisor for Riverdale Schools.
In the Wisconsin Association of Agricultural Educators, amongst our 30 school districts in what we call our section, we were nominated as the top middle and secondary agriculture program by other ag teachers, and we were voted on. So we're one of the top ag programs in the state of Wisconsin, top 10. And then I filled out an application already, actually. But we'll find out in June if we may be the top ag program for 2024-2025, which is kind of cool. So it feels good to get the recognition, and again, from my peers as ag teachers, which, as you know, there's a ton of great ag programs in our area. But it just says a lot about these kids and our community and our administration just as much as me as an instructor, I think, because they're the ones executing all these big plans I have.
School agricultural programs are divided into three main areas: FFA, classroom, and supervised agriculture experience. Riverdale's FFA highlights include owning and operating a 150-acre school farm that is planted, harvested, and managed by the FFA, hosting several major community and elementary-oriented events that total over 1,000 visitors and participants each year, and having 13 students earn state FFA degrees in the last 3 years.
We partnered with 28 different people for our test plot and our school farm stuff last year. I had 32 different guest speakers last year between demonstrations and guest speakers. A lot of those came with animal lab stuff. If somebody brought in a donkey, I'd have them stick around and we'd talk about this or that, or I'd have a farrier come in separately. So ag program-wise, and then we went on almost 30 field trips last year too between the school farm, and I got my CDL a couple years ago. So it's magic school bus. We hop on and head somewhere. Meisters. Actually, tomorrow we're heading to Richland Locker for a tour. It's a lot of fun. But again, those are things that are possible because of the community. Even our transportation staff, they're always so willing to work with me. Can I get a van? Can I get a bus? I changed my mind. I need a bus. Stuff like that. It's awesome. It's been amazing to work with the entire Riverdale staff and student body.
Other program highlights from the classroom at Riverdale include hands-on displays of new animals in the animal lab each week, completing two tractor restoration projects, and having all agriculture classes equal science credit equivalent industry certificates or Southwest Technical College transcript courses. Opportunities provided by the Riverdale Ag Program include school farm management, forest management, chicken coop management, greenhouse management, and animal lab management. In addition to being recently awarded the Section 4 Outstanding Middle Secondary Agriculture Education Program, Riverdale has certified 45 National Farm and Machinery Safety students and has received 5 gold, 20 silver, and 2 bronze state proficiency awards since 2020. Jeff Campbell is district administrator for the Riverdale School District.
I think it's a long time coming, and it's a lot of hard work that Callie and this group of students right here and students from the past have put in, and I think it just gives us another thing that we're proud of and that our community takes part in. And just kind of talking about that family atmosphere from the beginning of the year, that's what it is. Ag is a big deal in our community, and it shows with the support that they give, but it's also these kids go out and do the amount of work and the amount of time they put in, and you'll see a lot of them, and they're involved in a lot of other things too. So this isn't what they do, day in and day out, only thing they do. There's tons of other things that they're involved in. So it's great to see that they're willing to put in that time and kind of build on what our community feels is very important.
The Riverdale Agricultural Education Department offers many opportunities for students throughout the district. As one of the top 10 programs in the state this year, the Riverdale Agricultural Education Department is running for the number one agriculture program in Wisconsin. The winner will be revealed at the Wisconsin Agricultural Education Conference in June. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has announced the 6 top candidates to become the 78th Alice in Dairyland. The candidates are Allison Foster of Waupun, Michelle Stangler of Watertown, Michaela Flight of Coloma, Natalie Rowe of Monticello, Olivia Lulick of Linden Station, and Sarah Hagenow of Poinette. Prior to being selected, the top candidates completed an application and preliminary interview. During the next 2 months, they will participate in a rigorous interview process that will allow them to showcase the communications and public relations skills required to be the 78th Alice in Dairyland. All top candidates will receive media and speaking training and earn a DATCAP marketing and communication certificate. This training process will prepare the candidates for the Alice in Dairyland finals scheduled for May 15th through 17th in Crawford County. The three-day finals include agribusiness tours, media interviews, an impromptu question and answer session, candidate presentations, and more. The selection of the 78th Alice in Dairyland will be announced at a public event on May 17th at the Performing Arts Center in Prairie du Chien and will begin her term on July 7th. Beginning Wednesday, police officers from the Richland Center Police Department, in cooperation with the Richland School District and St. Mary's School, will be in sixth grade classrooms teaching the PEAT program. PEAT, P-E-A-T, stands for Police Education, Addiction, and Tools. It is taught to sixth grade students in the Richland School District. The PEAT program follows similar concepts of the previously taught Counteract program. The program is taught by police officers who have knowledge of current trends in the community, work experiences to share real-life examples, and the ability to relate to youth. The program is designed to bring together schools, families, and the police department to serve as a source of support and to encourage children to make healthier behavior choices. The Richland Center Police Department's mission of the program is to educate youth about police officers and their roles within the community, provide educational information about the use effects of using drugs, alcohol, and violence, and provide tools to work through real-life situations. A celebration of the completion of the program will be held after all sessions of the sixth grade class have been taught for the year.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. Stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's. Because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center. Or give us a call at 647-8833.
Today is Monday, March 10th. Gerald W., Jerry Legal, 95 a plane, died March 3rd at Greenway Manor Nursing Home in Spring Green. A funeral mass will be held this morning at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain, followed by military graveside rites conducted by the Plain American Legion Post 398 and burial in the church cemetery. Friends may call at the church this morning from 9 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to St. Luke's School Endowment. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements for Gerald W., Jerry Legal, 95, of Plain. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky, died last Monday. A celebration of life will be held Tuesday at 11:30 at Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg with burial in the Sandusky Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Monday, today from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at the church tomorrow morning from 11 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Bible Baptist Church in Reedsburg. Rodney John Powell, 70, of Reedsburg, formerly of Sandusky. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, March 19th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym Wednesday, March 19th from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials in may be directed to the Blue Bird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday,
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Dow futures down nearly 500 points right now as traders weigh the shifting White House policy on tariffs. ABC's Rachel Scott is in Washington.
Just days ago, the markets tumbled when Trump imposed a 25% tariff on goods from Canada and Mexico. The president quickly reversing course. Now Trump says he's planning for even more. A 25% tariff on all foreign steel and aluminum will take effect on Wednesday, and vowing to impose what he calls reciprocal tariffs on countries, too.
Canada's next prime minister, Mark Carney, telling supporters at his victory party last night that Canada's main threat right now is the United States. Carney is a former federal banking official who will lead that country's ruling Liberal Party. An oil tanker and a cargo ship have collided off the coast of eastern England. Rescue operations are underway. North Korea fired several ballistic missiles into the sea just as South Korea and the U.S. begin annual military drills. This is ABC News.
This is your local civic